yielding 100% and seeing that 100% of yourselves without God is nothing. Humility is making yourself 0% and making God the 100% in your life. He is everything. Anything less than that is taking back of yourself. When God is 100% in your life and you have no concern for any part of your being because you're 0%. You're dedicated to God. Your spirit is God's. Your soul is God's. Your body is God. Your life is God. Everything is God. I mean, that's humility. Everything given under God. Placed before God at the altar. There's nothing else. When you have already died, there's no more death to fear. When you have already died to self, you don't fear death anymore. Because in God, you have died. When you have given all 100% to God, you got 0% that anyone can take from you. Nothing. Because you own nothing. You have nothing. Everything is God's. So you're not even afraid of thieves, robbers, anything. Why? Because everything is God. In your heart and in your life and in your covenant with God, it's all God's. You're not afraid. Because you know that's God's. And when anything touches God's God's, oh, they are in trouble because they're touching God. That's the power of humility, biblical humility. And we summarize three little points we have given to you today. Number one, humility is being who God says you are. Nothing more, nothing less. Humility is believing who God says He is and what God says He will do, He will do. Humility, in other words, is having 100% confidence in God, not in yourself. Because we all know, we humans without God fail all the time. But God never fails. Third point, humility is fearing God and God alone. And nothing else. No human, no organizations, no demons, nothing. So that is God's checkpoint on what is true humility. And so let's check our hearts before God, that we may walk before God in humility. Let's pray. Father, we